Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Binky's Antennae with Freaking.
I'm freaking, shorty said, I don't know, and I'm leaving. Can you hold my head, can't control, and I'm beeping, when I'm beeping, when I'm beeping. Why you gotta go, no, you always leave. I'm freaking, shorty said, I don't know, and I'm leaving. Can you hold my head, can't control, and I'm beeping, when I'm beeping, when I'm beeping. I feel like myself again. Bless, open up. I see you alone again. Wish you had OnlyFans. We should open up again. extra, I'm leaking. Tell you all of my secrets. Touch your tongues, now I'm peeking. Think I did too much, cause I'm counting costs for no reason. I can't get enough when you throw it back. Don't put up an ad, why you always say I'm free. Shorty said, I don't know, and I'm leaving. Can you hold my head, can't control, and I'm beeping, when I'm beeping, when I'm beeping. Why you gotta go, no, you always leave. I'm freaking, shorty said, I don't know, and I'm leaving. Can you hold my head, can't control, and I'm beeping, when I'm beeping, when I'm beeping. Shotgun with my tongue and twist. Tell me what you need while I'm clenching fists. Going overboard, now I'm dumping shit. Set the scene, what's the sitch? Every other night I get lost in fists. Trying to be the man, but I'm ill-equipped. I just want to dance, so I plead the fifth. Hit the pose. I take all the glitter and I pretend that it's gold. Everybody's talking, but not everybody shows. Maybe don't ask questions if you already know. I'm freaking, shorty said, I don't know, and I'm leaving. Can you hold my head, can't control, and I'm beeping, when I'm beeping, when I'm beeping. Why you gotta go, no, you always leave. I'm freaking, shorty said, I don't know, and I'm leaving. Can you hold my head, can't control, and I'm beeping, when I'm beeping, when I'm beeping.
The fifth group is Bloated Pigs 6. The track is World of Enemies. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Oh!
The sixth act of the hour is Len Bowen's NTHN4GRNTD Clean with Million Dollar Baby featuring Austin Eastwood and JRDN.
Search within and you will find it will give you peace of mind.
Picture crystal clear, so one day the rhymes make the 9 to 5 disappear. It's a red carpet event when the kid premiere. No wedding bell, but plan to stack cake on different tiers. Left the right side of him, crew thick, ride or die with him. He read between the lines, plus he think outside of him. My haymakers, breathtakers, hit him with all I gotta give. Promises, touch souls like Shakur and Wallace did. Still paying dues, breaking rules, nothing to lose. Nice, but it ain't what you know, it's what you can prove. Loving this journey, seen the ground taken. Yeah, I look, he gassed out from all the cloud chasing. Up north, rapper the man is the truth. Tim's root sweatsuit and Canada Goose. Who got the tour for the bass? After this won't be many more. Black Mamba bars giving out 8 to 24. Left.
You know I tried so hard to make it.
Win at all costs till it turned profit. Word. You know the term profit means he called it. See my fortunes in the future flowing like a faucet. My pops Charlie birthed an angel and it wasn't Farrah Fawcett. Losers hate when winning is the topic. Winners always thinking how to top it. That's the topic in the draft of life. Word. I seen disaster thrice and turned it into pastor life. Word. Traveling Rome on Mafi for a natural slice. Ooh. Italian soda in a roaster. Before rapping, I was buying custom sofas. All from quotas made from juggling the YOLAs. I never overstayed, I got out without torture. That's a jewel for you. Certain hustles need the mindset as a tool to use. Pick it up. Only motive is my mantra, that's refuse to lose. They see the team, they see in stars like a Subaru. We all aligned in unison, a Rubik's Cube. Rubik's Cube.
You know I tried so hard to make it.
That was Million Dollar Baby featuring Aslan Eastwood and JRDN from Len Bowen's NTHN4GRNTD Clean. I'd like to shift gears to the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of Senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association. where its champion confronts the major lacrosse champion based in Ontario for the Man Cup every year. Game 6 of the 2023 WLA Finals was on August 26, as the top seed New West Salmon Bellies defeated the second seed Langley Thunder 9-6 to tie the best of seven series at 3 apiece at Langley Event Center, which forced the winner take all Game 7 at New West Queens Park Arena on August 29th, where the host Salmon Bellies frightened the Thunder 12-6 for the 2023 WLA crown, their first since 2017. The New West Salmon Bellies will go for their Man Cup 25 as they will confront the Six Nation Chiefs of Ontario, the major lacrosse champions. On August 31st, the 2023 Man Cup schedule was released, announced by the Western Lacrosse Association and the 2023 champs New West Salmon Bellies, who opened ticket sales also on August 31st. First game will be on September 8th, as the Salmon Bellies will host the Six Nation Chiefs of Ontario Major Lacrosse Champions. All games will be at New West Queens Park Arena.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The seventh band is Brian Morgan's Curb of the Earth with Sea of Jade, Too Many Ways.
To climb a mountain.
Welcome back. I'd like to provide an update on the SFU athletics at this time. SFU volleyball lost 3-1 to Chaminade of PacWest today at McCabe Gym in Honolulu, Hawaii. Now to the Northwest League. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for August 26. The Everett Aqua Sox edged the host Tri-City Dust Devils 2-1 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. The visitors Eugene Emeralds shaded the Hillsboro Hops 3-2 in 10 innings at Ron Tonkin Field. And the Spokane Indians stunned the host Vancouver Canadiens with four runs in the top of the ninth to tie the game in 8. But Garrett Spain hit a walk-off solo home run off Ahern for a 9-8 Vancouver win at Rogers Field at Nat Bailey. On August 27th, Hillsboro shellacked Eugene 7-1, Spokane bested Vancouver 8-5, and Everett defeated Tri-City 7-3. Two games were on tap for August 29th. Eugene exercised the visitors Tri-City 15-1 at PK Park. Eugene thumped the host Spokane 11-5 at Avista, and Hillsboro at Vancouver was postponed due to rain. On August 30th, Tri-City stunned Eugene with 6 runs in the top of 12th, en route to a 9-4 win. Everett defeated Spokane 6-4, and Vancouver doubled up Hillsboro 6-3. On August 31st, Hillsboro swept Vancouver with 2-0 and 5-4 scores. Eugene dusted off Tri-City 6-1, while Everett at Spokane was postponed due to wet grounds. Three games are on tap today, with one final. Hillsboro scored 2 runs in the top of 10th, fended off Vancouver's rally, and held on for a 4-3 win in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey. The two later games are Tri-City at Eugene at 6:35, while Everett at Spokane resume at 7:05 Pacific.
The Bill Reed Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reed with new works by contemporary emerging and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reed 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reed continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreedgallery.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. The Vancouver Canadiens, who won the first half, are first in the second half at 36-22. The Vancouver Canadiens are an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are second at 34-22. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are third at 29-28. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are fourth at 25-29. The Hillsboro Hops, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are fifth at 26-32. And the Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, who have caused quite a circus at the major league level recently with a bunch of players getting waived, are last at 19-36. That's the Tri-City Dust Devils. The high A league affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels.
Polygon Gallery presents Chester Fields, an initiative that encourages the development of visionary young photographers, giving them an opportunity to show their work on a professional platform. From August 12th to September 10th, you can see photographic art produced by teen artists from across the region, which responds to the theme, Unsung. All submittals are reviewed by a jury of artists and arts professionals who select works to be shown in both virtual and on-site exhibitions. To learn more about this exhibition, visit thepolygon.ca.
Thank you for listening to episode 34 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North.
Hello? Is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Ugh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability, and 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.